And we're going to give you a chance to get your kicks on Route 66 here in the next few minutes. We'll actually be drawing a winner. It's not too late if you'd like to get to Sanderson Ford and get your name into the fishbowl to win the ultimate Route 66 Grand Staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. You'll be able to take one of their brand new Mustangs. We've already arranged the lodging, the meals, the stops and the stays, and the interesting points for you to take in through Winslow, Williams, and Flagstaff. It's going to be a Route 66 staycation, incomparable. And so we've had special guests all morning long, Mr. Al McCoy, Mr. Tim Hattrick, Mr. Mike Broomhead, and now we're here with Mr. Luis Gonzalez, all sharing their Route 66 stories. And Mr. Gonzalez, we've never met, but my favorite Route 66 stories is all about you.
Is that right? I was listening to you about the promotion on the giveaway. I'm hoping they have room for one extra person to take me with them.
It's going to be a great trip. It really is.
It sounds like a lot of fun. So it
the date's November 3rd, 2001.
Right.
And I'm driving to Springfield, Missouri to pick up a new puppy and my son. And it's in the evening. And it just happens to be game 6 of the World Series. The Diamondbacks are hosting the Yankees for an evening game. Randy Johnson and Andy Pettit on the mounds facing each other. And I'm about in Albuquerque. First inning, Diamondbacks go up 1-0. And I'm trying to decide, do I check in and catch the rest of this game on TV? But then inning 2, I'm not quite to Albuquerque. The Diamondbacks ring up another 3 runs. So going into the third inning, we're up 4-0, and I'm enjoying listening to it. Now, I'm getting into the hilly country of eastern New Mexico, and the third inning starts, and the Diamondbacks come up. And, I mean, this, you remember the team. I mean, guys like Womack and Bell and Williams and my Cajun buddy DeLucci. I mean, and then, of course, you, Mr. Gonzalez. And the third inning starts, and I'm getting a little tired trying to decide whether to check in a motel or not. And I get to the top of the hill. The sports station isn't coming in real good. And I hear, I think they just scored 2 more runs. And I drop into the next valley, and I lose it, and it's static. And I get to the next little rise, and I think they just scored 3 more runs. And in that third inning, y'all ran up 8 runs. And that third inning gave me enough energy. I drove all the way to Amarillo that night.
Well, that's awesome that it kept you going, and maybe we knew that you were on the road, and we were just trying to keep you awake and keep pushing on down the highway to get you to your next destination. So,
boy, that sun came up in Amarillo. I pulled off the roadside rest area. I shut up my eyes for a little while and finished the drive into Springfield. But that game 6, listening to it on Route 66 in 2001, is my favorite Route 66 story. So I appreciate you playing the way y'all did that night. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was an incredible time, not just for our team, but the whole state of Arizona. And you know, it was a healing time, too, because of 9/11 and everything that had happened.
That's
but
right.
Just to be a part of that and to be a part of a special group of guys and organization. And our whole team was more about community and family and everything. So that's a special group of guys, that it's a fraternity that we'll have for the rest of our lives and a championship that we could take forever.
Amen. Amen. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us here on our little humble broadcast this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you. And I enjoy listening to you on the radio, and now finally, you know, having the opportunity to meet you face to face. It was an honor.
It was an honor for me. Thank you very much. In the 10 o'clock hour, we generally try and touch on a particular subject, and we're touching on the subject of the planning that's necessary for remodeling. And I've always told you and encourage you to plan up front. And I can't emphasize that enough now. With all the challenges we've got in the supply chain, don't think you're going to get anything on time. One more Route 66 story. We have 9 kitchen remodels going at one time. This is last summer. Our cabinet supplier comes out of Alabama. And we get a phone call from our cabinet supplier that the truck driver has panicked over COVID-19, called his wife in Indiana to come pick him up, and he parks our 18-wheeler with 9 kitchen cabinet sets in a roadside rest area somewhere around Kerrville, Texas. So the cabinet shop literally helicopters a truck driver to pick that truck up and finish bringing in and delivering it to us on time. And we had a long-standing relationship with that company, so they were willing to do that. But if you're planning the remodel yourself, you probably don't have the long-standing purchasing history, cash discounting, paying on time history to earn you those kinds of privileges when you happen to get in a bind. So I have stated this statistic more often, and I can't emphasize it enough. For every day you spend planning, and if the remodeler you've got out on the property, they need to be asking you about the age of the house. There are things we have to do at certain age homes to determine, do we have an asbestos problem? Do we have a lead paint problem? These are all things that need to be tested prior to starting any demolition at all. You need to have a serious conversation with your contractor and with your homeowner's insurance about who's going to insure this project. What happens in the middle of a remodeling project? The plumber gets there, adding the master bathroom, accidentally torches the unit, and the remodel starts burning down. Maybe it gets in and actually burns down a part of your house. That's a very complicated insurance claim as to who's going to cover it. And if you haven't addressed that with your insurance company, with what we call builder's risk or course of construction insurance, if your contractor isn't bringing that up in the planning stages, you may not have the right person on the job. Verify their license and bonded. When they're licensed and bonded, don't hesitate to ask them to see their insurance certificates and their bonds to make sure all the expiration dates of their policies are subsequent to the day your job is supposed to be finished. I wouldn't sign any remodeling contractor with anybody right now unless it included a written schedule. And I would ask their prior clients, how good are they at staying on schedule and hitting schedule? Because we are being thrown every challenge in the book in that arena right now. And if they couldn't, if a contractor hasn't been able to stay on schedule up to now, I tell you, they are never going to be able to stay up to schedule in today's challenges and work environments. Romy, you've been out on the showroom at Sanderson Ford during the broadcast, kind of mixing up with all the visitors here. What are you seeing out there? Lots of applicants for the staycation?
And we're drawing and announcing our first two winners right now. So you have until 11 o'clock, that's about 20 minutes, to get by and enter for a chance to win. The third basket we'll be drawing. In the staycation basket, winners will be given a key. One of the keys starts the Mustang, and whichever key starts it, that's the winner for the Route 66 staycation that I believe is scheduled for June. So we have Linda Mackey is the first winner. Congratulations from Chandler. And our second winner, this one comes from our newsletter subscriber. We had a separate pool. Everyone that subscribed to the newsletter got a link for a PDF, and that's a separate entry, so it narrowed down their chances and even more. And congratulations, Brenda Hall. So those are our two staycation basket winners at the moment. Again, we've got one more that will be at 11 o'clock sharp, so you have 20 minutes to get by and enter. Just come into the showroom, go to the right. You'll see the booth at the back, and there's plenty of people to direct you. And one more thing, Sanderson Ford is doing their Operation Hydration through today because they're not open on Sunday. So if you're coming by, you can bring water to help donate to the Salvation Army, or you can make a cash donation that they just turn straight over to the Salvation Army for water. I believe, like $50 gets you several cases. All my notes are out at the broadcast studio.
So. And Sanderson Ford has been the number one Ford dealership in water contribution to Salvation Army since they started this, I think it was 11 or 12 years ago.
Of course. What, they wouldn't accept being anything less than number one.
Absolutely. They are the most award-winning Ford dealership in America. And we are broadcasting live this morning. There's still time if you're in the area. Drop on by and get your name into the fishbowl for the drawing of the third basket. Now, each winner, each hour, wins a great staycation basket that includes Roger Naylor's book, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, a great guide for Route 66 in Arizona.
We used to put together the Route 66 staycation. It was Roger's book.
We've got some Arizona Highways books in the basket. We've got some Arizona-specific treats in every single basket. And in every single basket, there is an envelope with a key fob. One of those key fobs starts the Mustang
that they'll get to use on their Route 66 staycation. And one of the other neat items in there are copper cups. You know, local copper, they're great for coffee. They're great for, you know, in any kind of drink. It's about an 8-ounce copper cup, and it's got the Rosie on the House logo embossed on it. Just a beautiful gift. And we should get Carolyn on the last segment to talk about everything put in there, because we said, you know, fill this basket, stuff it full, and don't stop till it pops. And they were busy packing it through about 4 o'clock yesterday.
Every time we thought the basket was full, Carol found something else really neat, very unique to Arizona, to stuff in it. So there'll be three basket winners. One of those basket winners will have a key fob that will start a brand new Ford Mustang that you'll be able to take on the staycation. So there's one grand staycation winner, and you'll be able to experience a fabulous trip throughout Route 66 of Arizona. Winslow, Flagstaff, Williams, State Park passes, passes to Meteor Crater, Lowell Observatory. I mean, it's just a great, there's no lack of things to do or take advantage of or enjoy in Route 66. So with all that said, we're going to take a quick break here and continue with Rosie on the House.